From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. For the seventh and final time of his presidency, President Barack Obama will stand before Congress and the American public to lay out his vision for not only his remaining months in office, but for the future of the United States. The president said in an Oval Office video previewing his address that he's never been more optimistic about the path that the United States is on. It's that optimism that White House officials say will be showcased when the president addresses the nation for his last State of the Union Tuesday. VOA will carry live coverage of the president's speech beginning Wednesday at 2 hours universal time. Algerian security forces arrested seven Islamist gunmen on Tuesday in the remote southern area of In Aminas, which is close to the gas plant where a deadly attack took place in January 2013, according to the country's defense ministry. The statement did not link the militants with any group, but Al-Qaeda and the Islamic Maghreb and small pockets of the Islamic State-affiliated fighters operate in some parts of Algeria, according to an OPEC producer of oil and gas. Weapons and three vehicles were seized during the ambush of the gunmen. A new study says more than half of the children in war-ravaged South Sudan are currently not in school. That's the highest proportion of any country in the world. The United Nations Children's Fund said Tuesday that 51% of kids between the ages of 6 and 15 in South Sudan are not being educated. Oil dived Tuesday close to $30 on abundant crude supplies as OPEC member Nigeria called for an emergency meeting to address collapsing prices that have ravaged revenues. In late afternoon deals, New York's benchmark West Texas Intermediate for February delivery tanked to $30.10 a barrel, the lowest level since December 2003. This is VOA News. German police arrested more than 200 far-right extremists who went on a rampage in the eastern city of Leipzig, setting cars on fire and damaging property. The chaos began late on Monday at about the same time thousands of supporters of the anti-migrant Pegida movement demonstrated carrying signs with slogans such as Freedom for Germany. Counter-demonstrators carried a banner saying Welcome in Leipzig and saying No Pegida. A police spokesman said many of the suspected offenders are known to police. A top Afghan official says he is confident a renewed push to resurrect stalled peace talks with Taliban groups, for ending the conflict in Afghanistan will yield positive results. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Senior Afghan, U.S., Pakistani and Chinese diplomats met Monday in Islamabad to coordinate efforts to try to pave the way for a new round in the Afghan reconciliation process. Deputy Foreign Minister Hikmat Khalil Karzai, who led the Afghan delegation in the talks, briefed reporters Tuesday about the meeting and promised further progress when the four-nation group meets again next week in Kabul.
This roadmap in this discussion was shared with our Pakistani, Chinese and American colleagues.
Afghans and U.S. officials believe the Taliban leadership is sheltering in Pakistan amid allegations Pakistan's military uses the group as its proxy force in Afghanistan. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
At least 8 Germans were killed and 9 seriously injured in a suicide bombing attack in Istanbul. That's according to the German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier on Tuesday, citing information he had received from Turkey. It's been years since we were hit by terror as hard as we've been hit now in Istanbul, according to Steinmeier. Myanmar pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi is calling for all factions to be included in the newest round of peace talks between armed ethnic groups and the country's outgoing quasi-civilian government. The Nobel Peace Laureate made her comments on the opening day of the negotiations in the capital. British oil and gas company BP announced plans on Tuesday to slash 5% of its global workforce in the face of a continued slump in oil prices. It says it aims to reduce its global oil production headcount by 4,000 to 20,000 as it undergoes a $3.5 billion restructuring program. With crude oil prices at 12-year lows at around $32 a barrel, the world's biggest oil and gas producers are set to continue aggressively slashing spending this year as they face their longest period of investment cuts in decades. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.